75 years was 3.93%, what is the likelihood that you would have freaked out and sold everything? And in 2008, when the world was burning down and your all-seasons portfolio was down just 3.93%, while everyone else seemed to be melting down, how peaceful would you have felt? So there you have it, the all-seasons recipe from the master chef Ray Dalio. And rather than wait until you have a $5 billion net worth, you get access here for the few dollars you invested in this book. He has simplified it by taking out the leverage and also making it a more passive approach, not trying to beat the market by being the best picker or predictor of what's coming next. You are welcome to implement this portfolio yourself, but if you do, let me just add a few points of caution. The low-cost index funds, or ETFs, you choose will change the performance. It's crucial to find the most efficient and cost-effective representations for each percentage. The portfolio will need to be monitored continually and rebalanced annually. The portfolio is not tax-efficient at times. It's important to use your qualified accounts, IRAs, 401ks, or other tax-efficient structures to appropriately maximize tax efficiency. You could also use a low-cost variable annuity like the ones offered by TIAA CREF or Vanguard. However, those are the only two that experts seem to agree are worth the cost. All Seasons Plus Lifetime Income. The team at Stronghold, which you can access through their website at strongholdfinancial.com, currently uses the All Seasons portfolio as one of the many options available to their clients. Some listeners will want to implement this on their own, while others will be better served using the expertise and assistance of a fiduciary advisor like Stronghold. Please take action in whatever form supports you most. Take massive action. The ball is now in your court. If you have a better strategy that has proven effective to minimize downside and maximize upside, maybe you should be running your own hedge fund. You now are armed with info to do this on your own, or if you choose to, you can have a fiduciary implement and monitor this for you as part of a comprehensive plan. If you want to create your own personal plan in less than 5 minutes, then go to the Stronghold Financial website now to see how your current portfolio approach stacks up against a variety of strategies, including the All Seasons approach provided here. Let's take your broker for a test drive. Stronghold's complimentary analysis will allow you to look under the hood and find out how much you are really paying in fees and how your current investments are really performing. It will also highlight how much risk you're currently taking as well as your true performance over the past 15 years, during which we have seen two near 50% declines from 2000 through 2002 and 2008 through 2009. If you choose to take action, you can transfer your accounts online and begin the process today. If not, you'll have all the information you need for free. What about my 401k? The All Seasons approach can be implemented in your existing 401k plan so long as there are fund choices available that represent the recommended investments. This you can do on your own or with the help of an advisor. If you use Stronghold, they will automatically link your 401k account to your overall plan and make sure that the 401k portfolio is set up correctly. Again, America's Best 401k can provide you with the All Seasons strategy as well. Income is the outcome. Phew! Wow, we covered a ton of territory in these last two chapters. But by now I think you can see why. What you hold in your hands is an investment plan with a track record of smooth returns that is second to none. You can implement it in a few minutes, and you no longer have to live with the worry about the ups and downs of the market. Of course, nobody knows what the future holds, but history would tell us that by doing so, you will be set up to do well and be protected in any environment. So now let's go back to our personal Everest metaphor of investing. By using the all-season strategy, you have the best odds of having a smooth and steady climb to the top. Yes, there will be surprises, but you will be set up to succeed over the long term. Now remember, once you have built up the value of your investments to a critical mass where you have enough to be financially free, you will need to ultimately turn your nest egg, those investments, into a guaranteed income stream, your own lifetime income plan. A paycheck for life without ever having to work again. That's ultimately where financial freedom comes from. Let's now learn why. All seasons plus income for life can equal real financial freedom. Let's learn how to create an income for life. How does he do it? How does Ray Dalio keep generating such extraordinary, consistent returns? He has learned that this giant economy is one big machine and everything is linked together in some way. Sometimes it's obvious, many times not. He can look at the machine and know that there are predictable patterns that he can take advantage of. In fact, the culmination of his findings on the economic machine is packed into a brilliant 30-minute video that, in my opinion, should be required viewing for every American. Ray decided to produce the video only to make an impact on society and help demystify the economics that make our world go round. Take the time to watch it at economicprinciples.org, and you will be glad you did. How did we calculate the returns? In order to ensure the accuracy and credibility of the results produced by the All Seasons portfolio share within, a team of analysts tested this portfolio using the annual historic returns of low-cost, broadly diversified index funds where possible. Why is this important to you? By using real fund data as opposed to theoretical data from a constructed index, all the returns listed in this chapter are fully inclusive of annual fund fees and any tracking error present in the underlying funds. This has the benefit of showing you realistic, historic returns for the All Seasons portfolio, as opposed to theoretical returns that are sometimes often in backtesting. This ensures that the investment holdings and numbers used in backtesting this portfolio were and are accessible to the everyday man on the street, and not only available to multi-billion dollar Wall Street institutions. Where they were unable to use actual index fund data because the funds didn't exist at that time, they used broadly diversified index data for each asset class and adjusted the returns for fund fees. Note that they used annual rebalancing in the calculations and assumed that the investments were held in a tax-free account with no transaction costs. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Chapter 5.3. Freedom: Creating Your Lifetime Income Plan. I have enough money to retire comfortably for the rest of my life. Problem is, I have to die next week. Anonymous. In 1952, Edmund Hillary led the first expedition to successfully climb Mount Everest, a feat once thought to be impossible. The Queen of England promptly knighted him, making him Sir Edmund Hillary for his amazing trek. Despite his accomplishment, many people believe Sir Edmund Hillary may not have been the first person to reach the peak of Everest. In fact, it is widely believed that George Mallory may have been the first person to reach the peak nearly 30 years prior. So, if George Mallory reached the peak of Mount Everest in 1924, why did Edmund Hillary receive all the fame, to include being knighted by the Queen? Because Edmund Hillary didn't just make it to the peak, he also successfully made it back down the mountain. George Mallory was not so lucky. Like the vast majority of those who have died on Everest, it was coming down that proved fatal. Investing for what, exactly? I often ask people, what are you investing for? The responses are wide and diverse. Returns, growth, assets, freedom, fun. Rarely do I hear the answer that matters most. Income. We all need an income that we can count on. Consistent cash flow that shows up in our account every single month like clockwork. Can you imagine never worrying again about how you will pay your bills or whether your money will run out? Or having the joy and freedom of traveling without a care in the world? Not having to worry about opening your monthly statements and praying the market holds up? Having the peace of mind to give generously to your church or favorite charity and not wonder if there will be more where that came from? We all know intuitively, income is freedom. Shout it from the hilltops like Mel Gibson in the movie Braveheart. Income is freedom! And lack of income is stress. Lack of income is struggle. Lack of income is not an acceptable outcome for you and your family. Make this your declaration. Dr. Jeffrey Brown, retirement expert and advisor to the White House, said it best in a recent Forbes article. Income is the outcome that matters most for retirement security. The wealthy know that their assets, stocks, bonds, gold, and so on, will always fluctuate in value. But you can't spend assets. You can spend only cash. The year 2008 was a time when there were lots of people with assets, real estate in particular, where prices were plummeting and they couldn't sell. They were asset rich and cash poor. This equation often leads to bankruptcy. Always remember that income is the outcome. By the end of this section, you will have the certainty and the tools you need to lock down exactly the income you desire. This is what I call income insurance, a guaranteed way to know for certain that you will have a paycheck for life without having to work for it in the future, to be absolutely certain that you will never run out of money. And guess what? You get to decide when you want your income checks to begin. There are many ways to skin the proverbial cat, so we will review a couple of different methods for getting the income insurance that makes sense for you. One of the more exciting structures for locking down income has other powerful benefits as well. It is the only financial vehicle on the planet which can give you the following. 100% guarantee on your deposits. You can't lose your money, and you keep total control. Upside without the downside. Your account value growth will be tied to the market, so if the market goes up, you get to participate in the gains, but if the market goes down, you don't lose a dime. Tax deferral on your growth. Remember the dollar doubling example? Tax efficiency was the difference between having $28,466 or more than $1 million. A guaranteed lifetime income stream where you have control and get to decide when to turn it on. Get this, the income payments can be made tax-free if structured correctly. No annual management fees. You get all of these benefits by using a modern version of a 2,000-year-old financial tool. How is this possible? I'm sure it sounds too good to be true, but stick with me. It's not. I use this approach, and I am excited to share the details with you. As we have highlighted throughout the book, the financial future that you envision is very much like climbing Mount Everest. You will work for decades to accumulate your critical mass, climbing to the top, but that's only half the story. Achieving critical mass without having a plan and strategy for how to turn that critical mass into income that will last the rest of your lifetime will leave you like George Mallory, dead on the backside of a mountain. A new age. We are, without a doubt, in uncharted waters. In the past 30 years, the concept of retirement has radically transformed. Heck, even as recently as the late 80s, over 62% of workers had a pension plan. Remember those? On your last day of work, you got a gold watch and the first of your guaranteed lifetime income checks. Today, unless you work for the government, a pension is a relic, a financial dinosaur. Now, for better or for worse, you are captain of your own ship. You are ultimately responsible for whether or not your money will last. That's quite a burden to bear. Throw in market volatility, excessive fees, inflation, medical surprises, and you quickly start to understand why so many are facing a massive retirement crisis. Many people, including your neighbors and colleagues, are going to face the real likelihood of outliving their money, especially with the prospect of living longer than ever before. Is 80 the new 50? A long, fruitful retirement is a concept that's only a few generations old. If you recall from our discussion earlier, when President Franklin Roosevelt created Social Security in 1935, the average life expectancy was just 62, and the payments wouldn't kick in until age 65, so only a small percentage would actually receive Social Security benefits to begin with. At the time, the Social Security system made financial sense because there were 40 workers, contributors, for every retiree collecting benefits. That means there were 40 people pulling the wagon with only one sitting in the back. By 2010, the ratio had dropped to only 2.9 wagon pullers for every one retiree. The math doesn't pencil out, but since when has that stopped Washington? Today, the average life expectancy for a male is 79, while the average female will live to 81. For a married couple, at least one spouse has a 25% chance of reaching age 97. But wait, there's more. You could be living way longer than even these estimates. Think how far we have come in the past 30 years with technology, from the floppy disk to nanotechnology. Today, scientists are using 3D printing to generate new organs out of thin air. Researchers can use human cells scraped gently from your skin to print an entirely new ear or bladder or windpipe. Science fiction has become reality. Later we'll hear directly from my friend Ray Kurzweil, the Thomas Edison of our age and currently the head of engineering at Google. When asked how advances in life sciences will affect life expectancies, he said, "During the 2020s, humans will have the means of changing their genes. Not just designer babies will be feasible, but designer baby boomers through the rejuvenation of all of one's body's tissues and organs by transforming one's skin cells into youthful versions of every other cell type. People will be able to reprogram their own biochemistry away from disease and aging, radically extending life expectancy." Those are exciting words for us boomers. Wrinkles be damned. We may all soon be drinking from the proverbial fountain of youth. But the implications to our retirement are clear. Our money has to last even longer than we may think. Can you imagine if Ray is right and us boomers live until we are 110 or 120? Imagine the type of technology that will alter the lifespan of millennials. What if 110 or 115 is in your future? Nothing will be more important than guaranteed lifetime income. A paycheck that you can't outlive will be the best asset you own. When I was young, I thought that money was the most important thing in life. Now that I'm old, I know that it is. Oscar Wilde. The 4% rule is dead. In the early 1990s, a California financial planner came up with what he called the 4% rule. The gist is that if you wanted your money to last your entire life, you could take out 4% per year if you had a balanced portfolio invested in 60% stocks and 40% bonds, and you could increase the amount each year to account for inflation. "Well, it was beautiful while it lasted," recounts a 2013 Wall Street Journal article entitled, "Say Goodbye to the 4% Rule." Why the sudden death? Because when the rule came into existence, government bonds were paying over 4% and stocks were riding the bull. If you retired in January 2000 and you followed the traditional 4% rule, you would have lost 33% of your money by 2010, and according to T. Rowe Price Group, you would now have only a 29% chance that your money would last your lifetime. Or spoken in a more direct way, you'd have a 71% chance of living beyond your income. Broke and old are not two things that most of us would like to experience together. Today we are living in a world of globally suppressed interest rates, which is in effect a war on savers, and most certainly a war on seniors. How can one retire safely when interest rates are near 0%? They must venture out into unsafe territory to try to find returns for their money. Like the story of the thirst-stricken wildebeest that must venture down to the crocodile-infested waters to seek out a drink. Danger lurks, and those who need positive returns to live, to pay their bills, become increasingly vulnerable. Critical mass destruction. No matter what anyone tells you or sells you, there isn't a single portfolio manager, broker, or financial advisor who can control the primary factor that will determine if our money will last. It's the financial world's dirty little secret that very few professionals know. And of those who do, very few will ever dare bring it up. In my usual direct fashion, I put it smack dab in the middle of the table when I sat down with legend Jack Bogle. Remember Jack Bogle? He is the founder of the world's largest mutual fund, Vanguard, and about as straightforward as a man could be. When we spoke for 4 hours in his Pennsylvania offices, I brought up the dirty little secret, and he certainly didn't sugarcoat his opinion or thoughts. Some things don't make me happy to say, but there is a lottery aspect to all of this. When you were born, when you retire, and when your children go to college, you have no control over that. What lottery is he talking about? It's the big luck of the draw. What will the market be doing when you retire? If someone retired in the mid-1990s, they were happy campers. If they retired in the mid-2000s, they were homeless campers. Bogle himself said in an early 2013 CNBC interview that over the next decade, we should prepare for two declines of up to 50%. Holy shit. But maybe we shouldn't be surprised by his prediction. In the 2000s, we have already experienced two drawdowns of nearly 50%, from 2000 and 2002, and between 2008 and early 2009. And let's not forget that if you lose 50%, you have to make 100% just to get back to even. The risk we all face, the dirty little secret, is the devastating concept of sequence of returns. Sounds complicated, but it's not. In essence, the earliest years of your retirement will define your later years. If you suffer investment losses in your early years of retirement, which is entirely a matter of luck, your odds of making it the distance have fallen off the cliff. You can do everything right, find a fiduciary advisor, reduce your fees, invest tax efficiently, and build up a freedom fund. But when it's time to ski down the backside of the mountain, when it's time for you to take income from your portfolio, if you have one bad year early on, your plan could easily go into a tailspin. A few bad years and you will find yourself back at work and selling that vacation home. Sound overly dramatic? Let's look at a hypothetical example of how the sequence of returns risk plays out over time. John bit the dog. John bit the dog. The dog bit John. Same four words, but when arranged in a different sequence, they have an entirely different meaning, especially for John. John is now 65 and has accumulated $500,000, far more than the average American, and is ready to retire. Like most Americans nearing retirement, John is in a balanced portfolio, 60% stocks, 40% bonds, which, as we learned from Ray Dalio, isn't balanced at all. Since interest rates are so low, the 4% rule won't cut it. John decides that he will need to take out 5% or $25,000 of his nest egg slash freedom fund each year to have his income needs met for his most basic standard of living. When added to his Social Security payments, he should be just fine. And he must also increase his withdrawal each year by 3% to adjust for inflation because each year, the same amount of money will buy fewer goods and services. As John's luck would have it, he experiences some market losses early on. In fact, three bad years kick off the beginning of his so-called golden years. Not such a shiny start. In five short years, John's $500,000 has been cut in half. And withdrawing money when the market is down makes it worse, as there is less in the account to grow if or when the market comes back. But life goes on, and bills must be paid. From age 70 onward, John has many solid positive/up years in the market, but the damage has already been done. The road to recovery is just too steep. By his late 70s, he sees the writing on the wall and knows that he will run out. By age 83, his account value has collapsed. In the end, he can withdraw just $580,963 from his original $500,000 retirement account. In other words, after 18 years of continued investing during retirement, he had just an additional $80,000 to show for it. But here's the crazy thing. During John's tumble down the mountain, the market averaged over 8% annual growth. That's a pretty great return by anyone's standards. Here's the problem. The market doesn't give you average annual returns each year. It gives you actual returns that work out to an average. Remember our discussions about the difference between real and average returns in our myths chapter? And hoping you don't suffer losses in years in which you can't afford them is not an effective strategy for securing your financial future. Flip-flop. Susan is also age 65, and she, too, has $500,000. And like John, she will withdraw 5% or $25,000 per year for her income, and she, too, will increase her withdrawal slightly each year to adjust for inflation. And to truly illustrate the concept, we use the exact same investment returns, but we simply flipped the sequence of those returns. We reversed the order so that the first year becomes the last year and vice versa. By simply reversing the order of the returns, Susan has an entirely different retirement experience. In fact, by the time she is 89, she has withdrawn over $900,000 in income payments and still has an additional $1,677,975 left in her account. She never had a care in the world. Two folks, same amount for retirement, same withdrawal strategy. One is destitute, while the other is absolutely financially free. And what's even more mind-boggling, they both had the same average return, 8.03% annually, over the 25-year period. How is this possible? Because the average is the total returns divided by the number of years. Nobody can predict what will happen around the next corner. Nobody knows when the market will be up and when it will be down. Now imagine if John and Susan both had income insurance. John would have avoided an ulcer, knowing that as his account dwindled, he had a guaranteed income check at the end of the rainbow. Susan would have simply had more money to do with as she pleases. Maybe take an extra vacation, give more to her grandkids, or contribute to her favorite charity. The value of income insurance cannot be overstated. And when coupled with the All Seasons portfolio, you have quite a powerful combination. 6 degrees of separation. You might recall from earlier in the book when I introduced Wharton professor Dr. David Babbel. He is not only one of the most well-educated men I've ever met, but also a gentle and caring soul with a grounding faith. And he prefers David over doctor or professor. Here's a quick refresher on David's accomplished background. He has 6 degrees, a degree in economics, an MBA in international finance, a PhD in finance, a PhD minor in food and resource economics, a PhD certificate on tropical agriculture, and a PhD certificate in Latin American studies. He has taught investment at Berkeley and the Wharton School for over 30 years. He was the director of research in the pension and insurance division for Goldman Sachs. He has worked for the World Bank and consulted for the U.S. Treasury, the Federal Reserve, and the Department of Labor. To say he knows his stuff is to say Michael Jordan knows how to play basketball. David is also the author of a polarizing report in which he lays out his own personal retirement plan. When it came time for David to retire, he wanted a strategy that would give him peace of mind and a guaranteed income for life. He remembered that income is the outcome, and he also wisely took into consideration other factors such as not wanting to make complex investment decisions in his older years. He considered all his options and drew upon his vast knowledge of risk and markets. He even consulted with his friends and former colleagues on Wall Street to compare strategies. In the end, David decided that the best place for his hard-earned retirement money was annuities. Whoa, wait a second. How could Babbel commit what his Wall Street buddies call annuicide? Annuicide being the term that brokers first coined for a client who withdraws money from the stock market and uses age-old insurance companies to guarantee a lifetime income. Brokers see it as an irreversible decision that no longer allows them to generate revenues from your investment, the death of their profits. Come to think of it, when was the last time your broker talked to you about creating a lifetime income plan? Probably never. Wall Street typically has no interest in promoting concepts related to withdrawal. To them, withdrawal is a four-letter word. Here's the irony. You represent a lifetime of income for the broker so long as you never leave. Americans should convert at least half of their retirement savings into an annuity. U.S. Treasury Department. Dr. Jeffrey Brown knows a thing or two when it comes to creating a lifetime income plan. He is an advisor to the U.S. Treasury and the World Bank, and is one of the people called on by China to help evaluate its future Social Security strategy. He was also one of only 7 individuals appointed by the President of the United States to the Social Security Advisory Board. Jeff has spent most of his professional career studying how to provide people an income for life. What did he resolve? That annuities are one of the most important investment vehicles we have. Jeff and I had a fascinating 3-hour interview around income planning and how baffling it is to him that income is omitted from most financial planning conversations. How is it possible that income insurance is barely discussed in the offices of most financial planners, nor is it included as an option inside 401k plans, the primary retirement vehicle for Americans? I asked him, how do people find a way to protect themselves so they really have an income for life when they are living longer than ever before? They're retiring at 65, and today they've got 20 or 30 years of retirement income needs ahead of them, but their financial plan won't last that long. What's the solution? The good news, Tony, is we actually do know how to address this problem, he said. We've just got to get people to change the way they're thinking about funding their retirement. There are products out there in economist land that we call annuities, which basically allow you to go to an insurance company and say, you know what? I am going to take my money and put it with you. You're going to manage it, grow it, and you're going to pay me back income every month for as long as I live. The easiest way to understand this is it's exactly what Social Security does. With Social Security, you know, you're paying in over your lifetime while you're working, and then when you retire, you get paid back income every month for as long as you live. You don't have to be limited by Social Security. You can expand your lifetime income by doing this on your own as well. Jeff and his team performed a study where they compared how annuities were described or framed and how the shaping of that conversation completely changed people's perceptions of their need or desire for an annuity. First, they portrayed them the way stockbrokers do, as a savings account or investments with relatively low levels of return. Not surprisingly, only 20% of people found them attractive. Sound familiar? You can hear the broker saying, annuities are a bad investment. But when they changed just a handful of words and described the actual and real benefits of an annuity, the tide changed. By describing the annuity as a tool that gives you a guaranteed income for the rest of your life, more than 70% found them attractive. Who doesn't want income insurance that kicks in if you've burned through your savings? Maybe your cost of living was greater than you expected. Maybe you had an unexpected medical emergency. Or maybe the market didn't cooperate with its timing of returns. What a gift to know that your future income checks are just a phone call away. And today, a revolutionized financial industry has created a whole new set of annuity opportunities. Many of these pay you returns that mimic the performance of the stock market, but carry none of its downside losses. Annuities aren't just for your grandpa anymore. Let me show you the five types of annuities that could change your life. Chapter 5.4. Time to win. Your income is the outcome. The question isn't at what age I want to retire, it's at what income. George Foreman. Annuities have long been the whipping boy of the financial industry. When I first heard the concept of using an annuity a few years ago, I scoffed. I had been conditioned to believe that annuities are bad news. But when challenged, I didn't really have a solid reason why I thought they were bad. I was simply picking up my torch and pitchfork like the rest of the mob. But the conversation has been shifting. Imagine my surprise when I was handed a 2011 issue of Barron's with this cover line. Best Annuities Special Report. Retirement. With their steady income payments, annuities are suddenly hot. Barron's? The classic investment magazine with an annuity cover story? Is the sky falling? I flipped open the pages and there it was in black and white. Now as baby boomers approach retirement with fresh memories of big market losses, many sharp financial advisors are recommending an annuity as an important part of an income plan. Wow. Annuities have been given quite the promotion lately. From your grandpa's annuity stuffed away in a dusty drawer to the hottest product recommended by sharp financial advisors. But guess what? Annuities are not just for retirees any longer. More often, younger individuals are starting to use annuities, specifically those where the growth is tied to a market index, such as the S&P 500, as a safe money alternative. To be clear, they are not an alternative to investing in the stock market or a way to try to beat the market. We already made it quite clear that nobody beats the market over time, and as Jack Bogle and so many others have echoed, using a low-cost index fund is the best approach to investing in the markets. But certain annuities, specifically those linked to market returns, can replace other safe money alternatives such as CDs, bonds, treasuries, and so on, and offer superior returns. But I am getting ahead of myself. Let's take a moment to do a quick overview as to what's available today and what's coming soon. First, let's be clear. There are really only two general categories of annuities: immediate annuities and deferred annuities. Immediate annuities. Immediate annuities are best used for those at retirement age or beyond. If you aren't there yet, keep listening because this might be applicable for some special people in your life, such as your parents or grandparents. Simply put, immediate annuities beat every other potential vehicle for providing a guaranteed lifetime income for one reason, a concept called mortality credits. I know it sounds gruesome, but it's really not. Remember how annuities got their start 2,000 years ago in the time of Caesar? For hundreds of years, insurance companies have successfully guaranteed lifetime incomes for millions of people, because when a bunch of people buy an immediate annuity, some people will die early, while others will live a long time. By pooling the risk, the annuity buyer who lives a long time gets the benefit, while those who die early leave some money on the table. But before we shun the potential of leaving some money on the table, let's look at the power of annuities when wielded appropriately. 2,750% more income. My son Josh has been in the financial services industry his entire adult life. He was telling me a story about a client of his who came to him ready to retire. He had just turned 65, and over his lifetime, he had managed to sock away about $500,000. He needed a secure income stream, and he felt taking risks in the market was not an option. Sadly, his former broker had him allocated to a very aggressive portfolio, which resulted in a near 50% drawdown in the 2008 crash. It wiped out hundreds of thousands of dollars that took him a full decade of hard work to sock away. And like so many other people, he'd barely gotten back to even. And now, he's more afraid than ever of running out of money. He wanted his income checks to start immediately, so Josh began to walk him through his limited options. He could go to a bank and a CD would pay him 0.23% or 23 basis points per year. This arrangement would give him $95.80 per month in fully taxable income for a $500,000 deposit. That's a whopping $1,149 a year before taxes. Don't spend it all in one place. Bonds would pay him closer to 3% per year or about $15,000 a year before taxes. But the risk that option would entail would be if interest rates rise. This would cause the value of his bonds, his principal, to shrink. Josh showed him that a $500,000 deposit into an immediate lifetime income annuity, as of today, would pay him $2,725 per month, or $32,700 per year, guaranteed for life. That's a 2,750% increase over CDs and a 118% increase over bonds, without their risk. At today's life expectancies, this man has at least 22 more years to live, and if Ray Kurzweil is right, he could live well beyond that. When he added this guaranteed income to his Social Security payments, he had more than enough to maintain his standard of living and could spend his time focused on what mattered most to him, his grandchildren and fishing. Do you see the power here? When compared with any other type of sure thing investment, he will certainly run out of money. But with an immediate annuity, which is really a form of income insurance, he has protection for life. Critics will say, yes, but if you die early, they keep your money. You will have left that money on the table. When I asked David Babel about this concern, his response was swift and blunt. If you are dead, who cares? What's painful is if you live too long with no income. That's when you'll really suffer. And if you are really worried about premature death, you can select an option where the insurance company will refund your heirs the same amount you put in. This arrangement, however, will decrease the size of your income payments, so there is a trade-off. Or as David recommends, use an inexpensive term life insurance policy. So if you live a long, fruitful life, you win because you have income insurance. Or God forbid if you pass early, with a life insurance policy, your heirs win as well. Control is an illusion. We all love control, but control is often an illusion. We think we have control over our health, our finances, our kids. Okay, maybe not our kids, But we all know that things can change in the blink of an eye. A storm can cause your house to flood, as it did to my brand new home in Florida after a torrential rain had my wife and I wading through 12 inches of water at 3 in the morning. Or you could get a call back from the doctor after a supposed routine checkup. The point is, control is often more of an illusion than a reality. Stockbrokers will tell you that by handing your money to an insurance company in exchange for a lifetime income, you are losing control of your principal. Let's look at this a little more thoughtfully. Say you are 60 years old and have accumulated a $1 million nest egg. Your broker advises the traditional approach of stocks and bonds, and you apply the 4% rule for your income, which means you'll be able to take out $40,000 per year. The reality is you will need every bit of that $40,000 to pay your bills. You know your money needs to be invested, so you really can't afford to touch your principal. And what happens if the market drops? You don't want to sell at the bottom, but at the same time, you may also feel that you can't afford more losses at this stage of life. You are between a rock and a hard place. This so-called control is an illusion. Floating with the whims of the market waves and hoping the tide turns in your favor can be a recipe for disaster. Remember, our focus is not just on asset growth. Our theme is guaranteed income for life. It is better to have a permanent income than to be fascinating. Oscar Wilde. Deferred annuities. Okay, so we said there are two general types of annuities. You now know what an immediate annuity is. You give your money to an insurance company and they immediately start to provide you with an income for life. The other type of annuity is called a deferred annuity. This simply means you give the insurance company money, either in one lump sum or over a period of years, and instead of receiving an immediate income, your returns are reinvested in a tax-deferred environment so that when you're ready, you can, at will, turn on the income stream you want for the rest of your life. You literally have a schedule for what your income will be when you're 40, 50, 60 for every year of your life. While there are many different versions of immediate annuities, with different terms and rewards that vary by the company that puts them out. Similarly, there are a variety of types of deferred annuities. Here's the good news, though. There are roughly only three primary types of deferred annuities. Once you know these three different types, along with your understanding of immediate annuities, you will fundamentally understand what your options are, and you will be able to tap into the power of this safe money vehicle. So let's make it as simple as 1, 2, 3. There are three types of deferred annuities. They are 1. Fixed annuity. This is where you get a fixed, guaranteed rate of return every year. This is independent of any stock market ups or downs, very much like you would receive with a CD or bond, but the rates are different. 2. Indexed annuity. This is where your rate of return is tied to how the stock market does, but you get a percentage of the upside of the market, not all, with no downside and no possibility of loss. 3. Hybrid indexed annuity. This is where you get the benefits of an indexed annuity with the addition of a lifetime income rider. This lifetime income feature gives you the ability to turn on a paycheck for life. Note, technically speaking, there isn't a product called a hybrid. However, it has become a common name among professionals to describe the category, which includes the lifetime income features. How safe are annuities? The power of income insurance. A guarantee is only as good as the insurance company that issues it, so highly rated insurance companies are key. Many of the top companies have over 100 years in the business succeeding in spite of depressions, recessions, and world wars. But with over 1,000 insurance companies in the United States, it's really only a handful that command the top ratings. I asked Dr. Jeffrey Brown about the safety of annuities and people's concern that the insurance company could go under. Yes, so this is a concern that a lot of people have, he acknowledged. I start by reassuring the people that to my knowledge, and I've been studying this for, 15 years or more, I don't know of anyone who's ever actually lost money in an annuity product, and there are a lot of reasons for that. Depending on what state you're in, there are insurance guarantee associations run by the state insurance departments that will guarantee up to a certain amount/deposit of the product you buy. And the way these work is essentially every insurance company that operates in that state is basically agreeing to insure all the other ones. Each state has its own limits, but the guarantee can be as high as $500,000 for which you are insured against loss in the rare event of an insurance company failure. How rare? According to the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, there were 140 bank closures in 2009 alone, yet not a single major insurance company went under. Variable annuities. There is one type of deferred annuity I deliberately didn't mention before, and that is the variable annuity. The reason for that is nearly every expert I interviewed for this book agreed that variable annuities should be avoided. They are extremely expensive, and the underlying deposits are invested in mutual funds, also known as sub-accounts. So not only are you paying fees for stock-picking mutual funds, which don't beat the market and can average upwards of 3% in annual fees, you are also paying the insurance company, between 1 and 2% annually. These products can be toxic, and yet brokers manage to sell about $150 billion in new deposits each year. I spent more time addressing variable annuities in Chapter 2.7 in Myth 7, I Hate Annuities and You Should Too. Feel free to skip back for a refresher. So let's take a few moments and go a little deeper with each of these three options. Fixed annuities. A fixed deferred annuity offers a specific guaranteed rate of return, for instance 3 or 4%, for a specific period of time, such as 5 or 10 years. The money grows tax-deferred, and at the end of the term, you have a few options. You can walk away with your money, you can roll your money into a new annuity and keep the tax protection, or you can convert your account balance into a guaranteed lifetime income. There are no annual fees in a fixed deferred annuity. You will know in advance what your growth will be at the end of the term. Pretty simple, right? These rates of return might not be terribly exciting in today's market, but they change with interest rates. And at least this type of annuity has tax efficiency, so handled properly, this can increase your net rate of return significantly. But let me share with you something quite a bit more interesting. The longer you wait, the more you get. What if you're young and just getting started building your financial future, or you're at a stage of life where you don't need income today, but you're concerned that your investment income may not last as long as you live? Remember, if someone retires today at 65, he or she may have 20 or 30 years of income needs. Trying to figure out how to make your money last that long is a fairly daunting task. So today, a new approach called longevity insurance has become increasingly popular. These products allow you to create income insurance so that you have guaranteed rates of income from, for example, age 80 or 85 until your passing. Knowing you have an income starting at that later stage gives you the freedom to only have to plan for 15 years of retirement instead of 20 or 30. Let me give you an example. In a 2012 Wall Street Journal article titled How to Create a Pension, with a few catches, writer Ann Turgeson highlights the benefits of putting away $100,000 today, for a male age 65, into a deferred fixed-income annuity. This man has other savings and investments which he thinks will last him to age 85 and get him down the mountain safely. But, if he lives past 85, his income insurance payments will begin, and the amounts he receives will be staggeringly large compared with how much he initially put in. Currently, a 65-year-old man paying $100,000 for an immediate fixed annuity can get about $7,600 a year for life. But with a longevity policy, a long-term deferred fixed income annuity, I know the language is long, that starts issuing payments at age 85, his annual payout will be $63,990, New York Life says. Wow. At age 65, if he makes a one-time deposit of just $100,000, his payments at age 85 are close to $64,000 per year. Why is this so valuable? Because at age 85, if he lives another 10 or 15 years, he will get $64,000 every year, dwarfing his initial investment. But the best part is he only has to make his initial savings and investments last 20 years, not 30 or 35. And with the volatility of markets and the inevitable challenge of sequence of returns, this task can be challenging for almost anyone. I ran these numbers myself, and since I am only 54, my payments at age 85 would be $83,000 per year for the same one-time $100,000 deposit today. And you don't have to have a $100,000 lump sum payment. It can be sizably smaller, which would also provide a smaller income. That means if I live until I am 95, I would receive $830,000 in payments, 10 years times $83,000, for my $100,000 deposit. And I don't have to wait until age 85 to turn on the income. The day I make the deposit, I'm given a schedule of what the annual income payments will be at any age I want to begin taking income. If I felt I needed or wanted money at age 65 or 75, I know exactly how much that's worth to me. Income insurance, when structured correctly and as part of an overall plan, is an incredible tool that reverses or eliminates the risk of living too long and becoming a burden on your family members. When I met with Alicia Minnell, director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, she echoed my enthusiasm. So many people I work with are very excited about and positive about the Advanced Life Deferred Annuity, which is essentially longevity insurance. At my annual financial event in Sun Valley, Idaho, I interviewed famed publisher Steve Forbes. I asked him about his own approach to personal finance, and even he said he has longevity insurance in place. One more very cool thing. The IRS looks very favorably on these deferred income annuities, so you don't have to pay tax on the entire income payment, because a good chunk of the payment is considered a return of your original deposit. The ultimate income solution. It's been said that if you give a man a hammer, everything becomes a nail. This is to say that the solution outlined next, as exciting as it is not the be-all, end-all solution, nor is it for everyone or every situation. It's part of an overall asset allocation. My objective is to outline a powerful financial product, a hybrid annuity, that gives us great upside potential during its growth phase, but also provides a guaranteed lifetime income down the road when we crest the top of the mountain and begin the second act of our lives. It's called a fixed indexed annuity, FIA. To be clear, there are two relatively new types of deferred annuities that have surged in popularity since they were introduced in the early 1990s. One, the indexed annuity, where the rate of return is tied to a stock index, and two, the even more popular hybrid version, where you get both a fixed rate of return and the option of a return tied to the growth of the stock market index, as well as a guaranteed lifetime income feature. These hybrid annuities are more commonly known as fixed indexed annuities, with a lifetime income rider or a guaranteed minimum withdrawal benefit. I told you we'd make sense of this alphabet soup of financial terms. In 2013 alone, these annuities collected over $35 billion in deposits. In fact, as we were wrapping up this book, fixed indexed annuity deposits were at record levels through the first half of 2014, with over $24 billion in new deposits, a 41% growth over 2013. Why this record growth? In a fixed indexed annuity, your deposits remain entirely in your control. You are not giving up access to your cash. It offers the potential for significantly higher annual returns than other safe money solutions, such as CDs or bonds. It provides a 100% guarantee of your principal. You can't lose money. The growth is tax-deferred, providing maximum compounded growth for the expansion of your Freedom Fund. And it provides income insurance, or a guaranteed income for life, when you select an optional income rider. As I alluded to earlier, these structures offer upside without the downside, gains with no losses. In many ways, they are an antidote to the problem of sequence of returns. How do they work? First of all, a fixed indexed annuity is fixed, which means your account is guaranteed never to go down. No matter what happens, you will not lose your original deposit. That's half the battle. However, instead of getting a small guaranteed rate of return like a traditional fixed annuity, your base account growth is determined by tracking the gains of a stock market index, such as the S&P 500. As an example, if the S&P 500 goes up 8% in a given year, you would get to keep, or participate, in a certain percentage of that gain, which is typically subject to a cap. For example, if your cap was 5%, you would receive a 5% credit to your base account value. In other words, there is a cap or ceiling in most annuities on how much of the gain you get to keep. But conversely, if the market goes down in that year, you don't lose a dime. In recent years, there have been a few unique products that allow you to keep 100% of the market/index gains and, yes, still avoid the down years. There is no cap on your upside. What's the catch? Instead of putting a cap on your annual gains, the insurance company will share in a small portion of your gains, 1.5% in many cases. So let's say the index/market was up 8% in a given year. You would receive 6.5% added to your account, and the insurance company keeps 1.5%. Or if the market has a stronger year with gains of 14%, you get to keep 12.5%. Many experts I spoke with anticipate that these uncapped annuities may be the future. Okay, but what happens if the market goes down? If the market index drops, even if it's one of those nasty 20%, 30%, or 50% drawdown years, you don't lose a dime. You get to avoid all the bad years and only participate in the up years of the market index. Now, I know what you were thinking. It's exactly what I was thinking when I first heard of these products. How in the world can insurance companies give you the upside with no downside? There is no magic here, said Dr. Babel when I asked him the same question. He explained that the insurance company parks your money safely in its cash reserves, never actually investing it in the stock market. This is how it guarantees your principal. The remainder is used to buy options on the stock market index and to cover expenses. Then the insurer takes some of the return it is getting by using its own money. So if the market is up, you receive your portion of that gain. If it goes down, the options expire, but you don't lose, and neither does the insurance company. Win-win. Lock in your gains. In addition to having the upside without the downside, these FIAs have another special benefit. Look, we all love opening our stock account statements and seeing our account balance on the rise, but we never really know if those dollars will truly be ours to spend one day, or if another market drop could wash those gains away. One of the huge benefits of an FIA is that each and every year, any gains or upside are locked in, and now this becomes our new floor. For example, if I earn 6.5% on my $100,000 account, I now have $106,500 locked in. Never can I lose that $6,500 in growth. Each and every year the account will be either flat, because I am guaranteed not to partake in market losses, or the account will be up. Like an elevator that only goes up, this unique feature of locking in gains each year is a powerful tool for our safe money. Income, income, income. As powerful a tool as these FIAs can be for a safe money return, it's their ability to simultaneously provide you a guaranteed lifetime income stream that makes them so darn attractive. And while I like fixed indexed annuities for the reasons just described, principal guarantees, tax efficiency, upside without downside, I have come to love them for the guaranteed income aspects. This is what happens when we elect to add a guaranteed lifetime income rider. Let me translate into English. No matter how your account performs, even if the account is flat or moderately up over many years, the addition of a guaranteed lifetime income rider ensures that you will receive a guaranteed annual income stream when you decide to turn it on, regardless of what happens to your base account. Get this. I have an annuity in which the income account is guaranteed to grow at 7% per year for 20 years with no market risk. The day I went to buy it, I received an income schedule so that whenever I decide to turn it on, I will know exactly how much income I am guaranteed for the rest of my life, no matter how long I live. And the longer I wait, the more my income account will grow, and thus, the higher the income payments will be. This account has become an important part of my security bucket. Again, sounds too good to be true, right? I had my fiduciary advisor dig beneath the surface, and they discovered not only was it legit, it was attracting billions in annual deposits from baby boomers like me. After all, who wouldn't want a product with a 7% guaranteed return in their income account while simultaneously avoiding market risk, sequence of returns risk, and so on? Remember, this was early 2009 when the market was melting down. There was seemingly no such thing as a safe place. and other guaranteed vehicles like CDs came with tiny returns. As you probably recall, there was a panic in the air, and people were scouring the world for financial safety. I later found out that this specific product became the fastest-selling annuity on the planet at the time. After I made the investment, my next thought was, how do I set this up for my kids?